Greenwood. No, the people in Greenwood are not paying.
That's funny the way some people in a town be like that.
Mm-hmm. And in Galena, they like to talk. You can go in them stores and they love to talk to you.
Yes,
sir. I can go in them stores and yet every one of them in that store knows they were none. Mm-hmm. And I'd go to Greenwood that I buy and I had one of them down there and they wouldn't know who I was.
That's pretty bad.
That's just the way you are. I mean, there's an old one, two old women lives next door to us, to Eloise, where I stayed, my daughter. And I've been staying there, going on off every winter ever since he died, since Buddy died, and that's 6 years. And do you know I haven't seen them people yet?
There
are. And I mean, it just about like from here to the end of the porch of my house. I ain't seen them folks since there I've been.
That's kind of peculiar.
Ain't it? See, they got doves and cats over in the house. I don't want to go in the house.
I wouldn't either. Probably trip over one of them.
So I don't. That's where they are. They didn't bring with them. There's an old man lives right on the other side over, and he just the nicest old fellow there was. Every time he feels like he comes in there to see about me. There's a lady across the street, old lady, she comes in there all the time to see how I'm doing and everything. But now outside of that, it's goodbye Greenwood. There's nobody pays nobody no attention. Only your own folks, you know.
Yes, sir. You know, when you were telling me about making molasses, you said that you could. How did you buy molasses back then? Where did it come in?
They come in buckets.
Buckets.
Out jugs.
Did you ever
hear people? Give the old stone jugs, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear people talking about buying a stand of molasses?
Well, they had stands.
What was that like?
You'd always have molasses down on your table. Put your molasses in it.
Well, that was just kind of like a pitcher or something?
Uh-huh. You have a handle on and a lid on it, you know, it's covered over.
I see. And that's just where you kept it right on the table?
Uh-huh. So it'd be handy, you know, molasses stand.
I see.
I don't know what could become of my molasses stand. I started to say I could show it to you, but I don't really do it. I made some youngs together.
Mm-hmm.
But I got every old thing I had.
Yeah.
But I have a dandy one.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the farm. Were there ever any farms around here where people just raised milk cows and nothing else?
Well, I don't know if anybody ever just raised milk cows. A lot of them raised cows and sold calves and, you know, and things like that.
Yes,
I don't know if anybody ever just right around here.
What would you call a farm like that?
A dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have too many of those, right?
No.
Mm-hmm.
There was plenty of people that had lots of cows, 100 and 150 cows
mm-hmm.
around here.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this woman come in here now, they got 150 cows right now.
Is that right?
It's coming in the door then.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't milk a cow.
Mm-hmm.
See, they have them, but they don't milk them. And they have to milk them, but it would be called a dairy.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Well, tell me, what did people do with their milk and butter before they had refrigeration?
Well, I tell you, as Sweet and I said, it was so crazy, the people milking all that milk, you couldn't keep it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You had no way. You put it in water and maybe change your water a dozen times a day trying to take care of milk, and then you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of